Welcome to the Health Design Leadership Podcast with author, speaker, and leadership coach, Carol Phillips. We're here to help you sharpen your leadership skills and discover the best ways to build great teams. So sit back and enjoy this episode of the Health Design Leadership Podcast with your host, Coach Carol.
Hello, leaders. I'm Carol Phillips. Welcome to the Health Design Leadership Podcast. Here's what we're discussing today. Whether you're a young person new to the working world, or you've been in the workforce for a while and want to exhibit some great leadership skills so you'll increase your chances of being considered for a leadership role, or you're new in a leadership role, or you've been in a leadership role for a while and you want to be sure you're working on the seemingly countless ways to increase your leadership skills, we have a show for you today in which you will find some great ways you can develop or improve your skills to help you become the best leader you can be. Successful leaders need to have a variety of skills to help them manage their teams. These skills include the ability to communicate effectively, understand your team's emotions, and make informed decisions, to name just a few. By implementing these skills, you can create a positive work environment, empower your team members, and achieve your goals. With these skills, you can become the great leader who inspires your team to achieve their best work. I encourage you to be on the lookout for the areas that really resonate with you and focus on at least one or two that you can implement right away to get that great leadership ball rolling towards success. Number one, communication. A great leader should be able to effectively communicate with their team. This includes active listening, clear and concise messaging, and delivering feedback in a constructive manner. To implement this skill, leaders should practice active listening. Are you really paying attention to what your team members are saying, or are you just waiting for the next thing you're going to say? Ask questions to clarify any doubts and ensure that their messages are received and understood. How do you communicate with your team members? Do you greet them in a positive manner at the start of each day? That may seem insignificant to some, but it's really an important skill so that each team member knows that they are seen and they are appreciated. Do you ask questions on a regular basis to be sure they're feeling successful and valued in their work? Do you give them kudos on a regular basis and deal with any problems in a timely and fair manner, leaving them feeling as though you're their biggest cheerleader instead of a boss who's looking for their next mistake? Positive, clear, and respectful communication can significantly increase productivity and reduce employee turnover. And we know that employee turnover is very costly to organizations. On average, each employee who leaves will cost the company one-third their annual salary to replace them, considering all costs. Number two, emotional intelligence. Being emotionally intelligent is when we're in touch with all of our emotions and use them in a positive and mature way in our work relationships. A leader with high emotional intelligence can recognize their own emotions and those of their team members. This skill allows them to empathize with others, manage conflicts, and create a positive work environment. To implement this skill, leaders can develop self-awareness, practice empathy, and build relationships with their team members. How would you rate yourself when it comes to emotional intelligence? There are great books written on this topic, and I encourage you to check some of them out. Number three, decision making. A great leader should be able to make quick and effective decisions. This skill requires critical thinking, analysis, and sound judgment. To implement this skill, leaders should gather and analyze data, consult with experts, and consider the impact of their decisions. What does your decision-making process look like? During the times in which you need to make quick decisions, remember to also make the smartest decisions within the allotted time frame. Quick decisions don't mean frantic decisions, which will likely create problems. Learn to recognize the difference. When pressured, we may resort to a knee-jerk reaction instead of tapping into a mindful, intelligent thought process. Most decision-making in leadership roles is an ongoing process in which there is time to be more thoughtful. In these situations, take a step back, being aware of everything that needs to be considered in a particular situation, including who will be affected and how, the short and long-term effects, and the best way to go from point A to point B successfully. Whenever possible, ask team members for their input. Many heads are better than one, and employees are more invested in organizations where they feel included whenever possible, instead of always being left out of all decisions that need to be made, especially decisions that affect them directly or indirectly. Number 4, strategic thinking. A leader with strategic thinking skills can develop long-term plans and goals and align them with the organization's vision. To implement this skill, leaders should assess the organization's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and identify potential strategies to achieve their goals. As a leader, take opportunities to show your superiors that you are always looking ahead regarding what is best for the organization and its mission, while also being present and aware of what your team members need to stay motivated and invested in doing the same. How would you rate your strategic thinking skills? If this is an area where you know you could use some help, find resources that can help you, including online or in-person classes, reading books on strategic thinking, or asking a leader whose skills you admire to mentor you. If you hesitate to reach out for help, out of fear of appearing not skilled enough or believing everyone is too busy, the truth is that people who mentor others usually love helping others and are flattered to have been asked. So don't hesitate. Number 5, delegation. A great leader should be able to delegate skills and responsibilities to their team members effectively. This skill allows them to focus on important tasks while empowering their team to take ownership of their work. To implement this skill, leaders should assess their team's strengths and weaknesses, assign tasks based on their skills and interests, and provide and support guidance when needed. If you struggle with delegating work to others in a fair, effective, and professional way, take some critical time to discover why you struggle with delegation. Be on the lookout for leaders who you feel delegate effectively and ask them for advice, or simply watch and copy leaders who know how to motivate their team in a positive way. You can even think back to a sports coach or a former supervisor you admired and remind yourself of the skills they used. Remember, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Number 6, adaptability. A leader with adaptability skills can adjust their approach to changing circumstances and situations. This skill allows them to navigate challenges and uncertainties with ease. To implement this skill, leaders should stay informed about industry trends and changes, be open to feedback and suggestions, and encourage their team to be innovative and flexible. Do you consider yourself a flexible person? How does that translate to your leadership skills? Remember, change is always happening, and there needs to be a healthy balance of give and take. The best team members know how to recognize the times when they need to be flexible and adaptable for others, and they also know that there will be times when others need to be flexible and adaptable for them. All take and no give, or all give and no take, makes for guaranteed problems over time. Don't let that happen. Focus on a healthy balance of each. Number 7, accountability. A great leader should take responsibility for their actions and decisions. This skill requires integrity, maturity, transparency, and a commitment to follow through on promises. To implement this skill, leaders should set clear expectations, communicate openly with their team, and hold themselves and their team members accountable for their actions. Employees know when their leader avoids or shirks responsibility, especially during situations in which the lack of accountability negatively affects them. There's no perfect workplace. Every organization deals with mistakes and failures. That's how we grow. Strong leaders who are quick to be open and honest and held accountable will earn the respect of their team. Leaders who don't will quickly lose people's trust. And trust is a crucial component of any relationship, including work relationships. When employees know their leaders take responsibility and they're willing to be held accountable for issues, they are directly or indirectly responsible for, team members will be much more likely to do the same when it's time for them to be held accountable. This helps everyone learn from their mistakes, solve problems together in a positive and professional way, and get back on track much more quickly. Team members will instinctively feel that they can be honest and open about any mistakes they've made when the leaders have modeled those same behaviors. Number 8, time management. A leader with strong time management skills can prioritize tasks, manage their workload effectively, and meet deadlines. To implement this skill, leaders should set priorities, create schedules and to-do lists, and delegate tasks when necessary. If you find yourself struggling with this critical leadership skill, it will be well worth your time to find the root causes of any time management failures and find a variety of simple changes you can make to move in a better direction. For example, if you take time to look at why you're struggling, you may find that some of the following play a role. Did you manage your time poorly when you were in school? Perhaps it's time to make the effort to put those poor habits in the past and ask yourself what you need to do to be more successful in the situations that cause you the most problems. Are you sleep deprived, making it hard to juggle all your responsibilities while also practicing good time management habits? In that case, focusing on prioritizing your sleep habits can make a huge difference during the day. Remember, getting a great night's sleep on a regular basis is the foundation of our overall wellness and directly and indirectly affects everything during the day. Or are you a last-minute person and you're always fighting the clock, resulting in being late as soon as there's heavy traffic or a minor unexpected schedule change? Start a new rule that you need to be ready to go 5 or 10 minutes sooner. That one change can make a huge difference in your effectiveness while also greatly reducing your stress. Number 9, creativity. A great leader should be able to think creatively and generate new ideas. This skill allows them to innovate and find solutions to complex problems. To implement this skill, leaders should encourage a culture of creativity and experimentation, providing opportunities for brainstorming and collaboration, and celebrate successes and failures. And here's something important to remember. Our brains like to feel safe and content before beginning to be creative. When we're doing a great job of taking care of our own health and happiness and prioritizing the wellness of our team members, everyone will begin to be more creative. And creative team members help companies meet and exceed their goals. Number 10, continuous learning. A leader should be committed to continuous learning and development. This skill requires a growth mindset and a willingness to seek out new knowledge and skills. To implement this skill, leaders should seek feedback, attend training and development programs, and encourage team members to pursue their own learning and development opportunities. When you spend time encouraging and supporting the growth of team members and also let them see that you want to continue to learn and grow, you will create an environment in which employees want to stay and grow with you. Here's a bonus tip that I believe is anything but insignificant. Create a work environment that employees would describe as fun. Make sure there's downtime where employees can chat with each other or with you and talk about personal things and not always be talking shop. Create an environment where employees feel they can let their hair down, communicate with each other in a casual way, and have fun. You can help create that by doing things such as throw an unexpected pizza party, get to know each employee better, share a joke that you've heard, perhaps talk about their favorite sport, what they're looking forward to this weekend. It will give their brains a break and allow them to regroup and feel more and more comfortable in their workspace. We tend to be overscheduled and too busy and our stress is high. Give them all different reasons to lower their stress and feel comfortable where they choose to work. You will reap the benefits in reduced overall stress and higher engagement. A leader who takes the time to develop meaningful relationships is better positioned to lead them toward success. When leaders build strong relationships with team members, they create an environment of trust and respect that encourages open communication, collaboration, and innovation. Members who feel valued and appreciated are much more likely to be engaged, motivated, and productive. In addition, leaders who build great relationships with their team members can easily identify their strengths and weaknesses, which helps them provide tailored support and guidance. Ultimately, leaders are more likely to create a positive work environment and achieve their organizational goals. I hope you identified some areas that will help you improve your leadership skills. With dedication and effort, you can make a positive impact on your team and your organization, and you'll be also helping to create a society where employees are given the tools, support, and respect they deserve, which will come full circle in their productivity and respect for you as a great leader. Best of luck to all of you who are ready, willing, and able to jump into a leadership role, and to those of you who are already making it happen. And as always, thank you to all the business leaders who are making their companies the best places to work. Thanks for listening, and make today a great day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Health Design Leadership Podcast with Carol Phillips. Be sure to click on the subscribe button so you won't miss any new episodes. Join our online leadership dream team at AskCoachCarol.com. If you're looking for an engaging speaker for your next event, or an effective trainer to strengthen your leadership team, contact Coach Carol today. Thanks again for listening, and make it a great day.